This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by the Education and Outreach Team for the Messenger Mission to Planet Mercury. Follow the mission as the spacecraft helps to unlock the secrets of the inner solar system at www.messenger-education.org.
You are listening to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
Year 3!
Enough with the theme. Let's get to it, shall we? The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast starts now.
Welcome to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, host of the AAAS radio show and podcast Science Update. Everyone has calendars and to-do lists, but imagine having to plan every single thing you're going to do for the next year, beginning with, say, waking up on July 1st. You might write down, make coffee, make breakfast, and brush teeth. But of course, each of these actions takes dozens of smaller actions, like insert coffee filter and measure 3 scoops of coffee into filter. And even those actions require still smaller actions like extend forearm 12 centimeters and rotate wrist 27 degrees. And of course, that's just for one morning of one day. This exercise gives you some idea of what mission planners have to do for planetary exploration. A spacecraft's time near its destination is very short, and scientists want to squeeze in as much data gathering as they can. That means programming every second of the time in minute detail. Traditionally, this has been the purview of dozens of programmers, each working on a subset of the mission. It occupied many thousands of person hours, and if the mission changed, say an instrument malfunctioned or a new opportunity for data gathering arose, well, then it was back to the drawing board. But now, a set of planning tools called SciBox, developed at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, has streamlined the process. Tech Chu is the lead programmer for the project.
It's a software library, and the library is specifically tailored for planning science operation generically for any spacecraft or any instrument. The idea is to help us run a science operations center more efficiently.
The first mission to use SciBox is the Messenger mission to the planet Mercury, which recently went into orbit around the planet and began collecting data with its suite of 7 instruments. Chu explains that 6 of the 7 instruments are fixed, so the entire spacecraft must be oriented correctly for them to take a measurement. At the same time, the proximity of the sun means the spacecraft must always keep the instruments in the shadow of its sun shield. And the orbit's very eccentric. As a result, many spots on the planet can be observed only once or twice in the course of the one-year mission.
And Messenger science objectives are very ambitious. It has a lot of measurement activity that we need to fulfill. So we need to pack a lot of measurement activities in 1 year. So what SciBox allows us to do is pre-plan all of this and then pack all those schedules very tightly so that we can get them down safely.
In fact, they were able to pack them so tightly that they allowed far more observations than were originally planned.
And for example, in the proposal before they were thinking about using SciBox, they were thinking about maybe Messenger might get about 6,000 images. And when we use SciBox, we are able to squeeze about 80,000 images into the schedule, which is almost 14 times more images.
They're also collecting about 4 million spectra and issuing 250,000 commands to the spacecraft. According to deputy lead developer Joshua Steele, SciBox didn't merely allow them to calculate and test all these commands before the mission. It also allows them to quickly simulate new plans and see the results in less than 2 hours. That meant that in March, after Mercury Orbital Insertion, or MOI, the team could modify the plan.
And as soon as MOI happened and we got a new spacecraft ephemeris, which tells us where the spacecraft is, we were able to rerun the simulations and generate new schedules within a matter of hours and get us ready for a few weeks later when we actually start taking science operations.
Chu says SciBox also lets them adjust the mission to accommodate new ideas from the science team, even while the spacecraft is en route. For example, for Messenger, the team was interested in changing the spacecraft's orbit entirely, which would mean creating and testing a whole new set of commands.
So in the past, this would not have been done as close to the orbit insertion because there's a lot of work to be done. But with SciBox, we went as far as changing the orbit inclination the orbital period and even experiment with different altitude and orbital maneuver strategy, and to see which mission design give us the best science return. And since Cybox can be run so quickly, we essentially get all the evaluation out within just a weekend run. And the scientists can then look at the result and pick the right design. And in fact, because of that simulation, we changed the orbital design from 80 degree inclination to 82 degree inclination. And that's what we have now. Past mission would not have done it because it's just too much effort.
The new orbit will allow them to take a closer look at the planet's North Pole, where they think there could be water ice. Harry Nair is programmer for Cybox. He says that in addition to accommodating the demands of the science team, Cybox also allows them to adjust to unexpected circumstances.
There's always unforeseen events, like the dishes that we're getting the commands down go out for a couple days, or there's a safing event on the spacecraft or something like that. And when that happens, we don't have 40 people scrambling and coming up with a new plan. We can just run the software again. And in 2 hours, we've got a new set of sequences that optimizes the week ahead, that covers for that loss that we've just had. And that's a huge advantage and really makes things a lot more efficient.
In addition to the mission planning tools, Cybox also includes visualization tools, which software developer Lillian Noyan says were used on the STEREO mission, designed to observe the sun. These tools take raw data and present it in more intuitive ways.
So rather than seeing like an engineering value, a number, or even worse, hex on the screen, you'll see something like your car's display. You know, you'll see a temperature gauge or, the RPM gauge. You know, you'll see different gauges and dials. It makes it apparent very quickly what's going on.
Programmer Mike Lux explains that Cybox not only allows scientists to interpret incoming data, but also to generate reports to indicate mission progress.
Cybox has an elaborate set of reporting tools that can provide the scientists and the planners a detailed description of exactly what Cybox has planned, to provide some insight into whether the plan satisfies the scientific objectives, and also to display what, after things have been received, whether what received is consistent with what was planned, and whether it satisfies the objectives. And there are also some graphical interactive tools that facilitate that.
Josh Steele says that from the start, Cybox was designed to offer a general set of tools useful for any mission, not just Messenger.
Cybox itself is a more generic library that we can put custom layers on top of, Messenger Cybox being one of them, the Stereo Visualizer being another, JMRO being another. So the idea is we have this very, well-functioning big library underneath that we can put custom layers on top of that we can rapidly turn around. And that's what we've done with a bunch of these different missions.
As a result, Chu says that many future missions will rely on Cybox to plan, simulate, adjust, and analyze data collection, allowing them to squeeze more science out of every mission.
Definitely, you can get a lot more out from the spacecraft. You can see that when there are many instruments on the spacecraft, just the sheer amount of effort to coordinate, to put all the instrument to co-observation, it take a long time. And when you take a long time to iterate, usually you don't get the most optimum result. And so you don't get the using up all the resource. Past mission even downlink empty bits to the ground because they just run out of time because the schedule is too tight. With Cybox, we are hoping to use every bit that's available to us and every pointing opportunities.
Well, that's all we have for you this time. Thanks for listening. For the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, I'm Bob Hirshon.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrophere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until next time, goodbye.